the Plate Pyramids and Planet report reviews dietary guidelines, especially the government-issued guidelines, in terms of whether they include sustainability issues or only health. National dietary guidelines are meant to really look at what people should be eating in terms of nutrition. However, in terms of sustainability, what the report actually recommends is that they make explicit their environmental considerations when they draft the guidelines, because any choices that we make will have an effect on the environment.
How do food guidelines compare worldwide?
Well, people have been talking about environmental sustainability and diet for many decades now, but definitely incorporating these things into dietary guidelines is very new. And in that sense, this report effectively compares what countries are saying about sustainability. The four countries then that are highlighted in this report basically say the same things, but with different emphasis on different aspects. They all highlight that a largely plant-based diet has benefits both for health and the environment. Sweden is particular in that they give more detailed advice as to what kind of vegetables, for instance, root vegetables, could be preferred over leafy green vegetables for sustainability reasons. Many of the other guidelines also talk about meat inclusion in the diet, but these advice is usually not very well detailed and not very well explained, and it's not specific enough. Maximum intake levels are given mostly because of health reasons and not environmental considerations.
The study says that to have a real effect on food consumption, dietary guidelines need to have clear links to food policies. But how so?
Well, in many cases, actually in most of the cases, when sustainability is included, countries don't implement their dietary guidelines to their full potential. Dietary guidelines in general could inform agricultural production and could also be used for setting school meal standards or hospital standards. And those kind of things, many countries do not get to that stage. So definitely, only when countries do implement fully their dietary guidelines is when those recommendations will have an effect on nutrition. And if they include environmental sustainability, then also on the environment. So this report's overarching suggestion is that countries that already have dietary guidelines begin a process of incorporating environmental sustainability into them. And the countries that do not have them are actually in a unique position to incorporate that environmental sustainability from the very beginning.